Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God, and the Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to us because He loves us and He cares about us in every way of life. And we need to know Him and what He can do in our lives. We need to know how good He is when we don't. We need to be assured of that blessed assurance. And we need to follow Him. Following God is the key. Doing the sayings of Jesus is building your house on a firm foundation, on a rock, the rock of salvation. Now, everlasting life, everybody who receives everlasting life, they received it through Jesus Christ. Best thing a man can do for himself, have all your sins forgiven, and then to live in a way that builds life. When you help others see Christ, that's the best work you could ever do. When the Lord calls people to the ministry and gives you an assignment, you know, if you follow Him, you will bear much fruit. But when people fail to follow God, they don't bear much fruit. And it's a shame. It's a crying shame to go through this life and never bear fruit. Some people get saved at the very last moment, and they didn't bear any fruit. But they did some good works. Everybody do some good works. And people will be rewarded. Even people that go to hell will be rewarded, according to the Word of God, for the things that they did right. And I don't know what kind of rewards they'll get, but they'll get something. And I'm sure they'll appreciate it. But hell is a terrible place to go. That's unnecessary. When you love God's word, you don't want to do anybody wrong. You don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to be a snare to anybody. You want to be a blessing only. And I love God's ways. I don't love the unfruitful ways of unrighteousness. They are what it says, what the word says, unfruitful ways of unrighteousness. It helps nobody. But when you follow God, that helps everybody. Even the wicked are blessed because there's light on the earth. And because you love God, you are providing the world with light. And people can see their way out. Whether they want it or not is up to them. But we're here to give people true information. And the Lord's work helps us do precisely that. The Lord is right there to back up every word that He said. We're not following fairy tales. Fairy tales is just for entertainment, to entertain children. But they're not true. We really shouldn't entertain children with lies. We ought to do it with at least parables. We ought to at least use parables. Teach them godly things. Godly stories. You know, parables, though they're not a precise happening, it's not something that really happened per se. But it gives you a visual of life. And we need every aspect of life that we can possibly receive. When people receive the word of God in their heart, it becomes faith. And living right, even among wicked people, when you do what's right, you set a new standard. And you give people something better to go on. And some sins they won't do. And they won't won't get any worse. Or they'll at least sustain where God won't have to judge them. You know, there's a way to live beyond the judgment protocol. And when people don't get saved and they see the light, they slow down the judgment protocol. But once people tip the scales, there will be judgment. And once there's judgment, there's judgment. When people hold the truth in unrighteousness, God has to judge the wicked. The laws of sowing and reaping. A man can't do but so many sins before he's wiped off the earth. Same thing with a neighborhood, same thing with a city, a state, and even a nation. You know, when America, Perry Stone said, when America kills 50 million children, babies, by abortion, it will be judged. I don't know how many abortions they've done, but they're singing in the streets right now, you know, in these days in New York, trying to pass evil abortion laws. When the judgments fall, well, what will they be then? When God, you know, people think they want to see God judge people, but you really don't. Because when the judgment of God comes, it's going to be bad. Now, years ago, when 9/11 happened, the Lord knew it was going to happen. But I knew back then, that happened to wake us up. Because we're going down the wrong path. And I knew that when God sent a judgment, first he sends warning. And there was nobody that I knew of warning people against what they were doing. People knew better, but they did wrong anyway. So 9/11 happened and the Trade Center was gone in New York in one day. But I knew then, and nobody had to tell me, that when the next judgment comes, there will be warning so you can avoid it. And there will be a prophet that will warn people perfectly. And the Lord raised up prophets to do precisely that. Beside the preachers, the wonderful preachers that were already on TV warning against sin, a man was raised up to be a prophet named Jonathan Cahn. And he wrote a book that became a bestseller called The Harbinger. And it was so precise. And he was able to warn people at the UN, the White House, and even Congress. And the things that he taught were right. America has been warned. Many millions of people have bought his books. And then he wrote about the Shemitah, and it gave people biblical insight and information to what was happening. And then Perry Stone, and then others. And we have other prophets that on YouTube, people are getting warned. Years ago, A.A. Abrams warned, and a prophet of God warned about the destruction of America. And also Henry Groover. He had two dreams concerning the next world war and the attacks on America by Russia and China. And not only that, I know a prophet personally that prophesied that he had a dream, and he said that America and China would attack. See, the mouth of two or three witnesses established, it's going to happen. When will it happen? I don't know. Wars can happen in the days of grace. But the prophecies come so that people can repent, so that God can legally not judge his people. God has no pleasure in blowing New York off the earth and the coastal areas. But if people turn from their sins, there won't be a need to judge the nations in disaster. But if people don't repent, then your hedge is going to be pulled down. This country survives, hear me good, this country survives and even thrives because it's protected by the hand of God. It's not our nuclear arsenal, and it's not our wonderful military. It's the providence of God that this country is not destroyed by other nations. Other nations desire to destroy this country, even though they're making money on this country. They would rather own this country. And so it is with your neighborhood. So it is with your state, your city, even your life. There are people that would take your place. There are people out there that will rob you, but they can't, because you're protected by your angels. And but when people start seeing it, they it's like cutting a hole in your protective fence. It's like cutting a gateway, an open gateway in your fence that's there to protect you. And it's gonna let the wild animals in. The hedge of protection is to protect your life so you can sustain, so that you can even repent, so that you can go forward. But sin will destroy the hedge of protection. Now, we live in a day where if you decide to learn who God is, you can. You can study the word at your will. It's not against the law. And even if it was, I'd study it anyway. But you can study it without interference. Now, there will be people that will call you at the wrong time when you're trying to concentrate. There are, you know, your loved ones might bicker against you because you're trying to learn the word. I even heard people say, you'll lose your mind trying to read that Bible. That's just the devil. And they're deceived mind. The devil pulled their strings, and that's what they said. And when people do things like that, I don't listen. I don't guide my life by their fears or anybody's fears. I do what God put in my heart. And whatever fears they have, they need to take that to the Lord. But when people come to me with foolishness, I just cast it down. Just like I do Satan's thoughts. So when people give me bad advice, wrong advice, or half-thought advice, I just throw it away. I don't need it. And I continue with the life of God. We can do so much more when we follow God, when we get to know Him, when we learn His ways and His patterns of life. There's so much more we can do as we follow His guidance. But when people follow the wrong advice, they can't grow. Because like we said in the last few broadcasts, unbelief stems from lack of knowledge, wrong knowledge, and rebellion against knowledge. What you don't know can interfere with how you receive God's word, which will heal your life completely. What you're not sure of can hinder you from learning greater things. And wrong knowledge, wrong teaching can greatly interfere. The doctrines of devils, they're done precisely. They're done on purpose. Now, the people who teach doctrines of devils, they don't really know it. And it's not that they're devils themselves. Because the enemy taught a lot about ministers at seminary. He started a doctrine and nobody challenged it. Now some people challenge it and they break through. You know, when people say healing went out with the apostles, that's not the character of God for Jesus to come and heal everybody that wanted healing. And sometimes He healed everybody in the whole crowd. Even the people that had mental illness and missing limbs got healed and recovered. People that had birth defects from the time they were born were restored in one setting. That's the heart of God. But modern day preachers, you know, they say, well, all that went out with the apostles when the apostles died out. That's not true. God still called people to be apostles and prophets. Well, they didn't walk with Jesus. Yes, they did. They walked with Jesus too. Because Paul was called. See, when you say things that's not biblical, God has somebody that can prove a dead doctrine and expose it for what it is. Paul didn't walk physically with Jesus, but after he got saved, he went to the deserts of Arabia and was trained by the Holy Spirit, and he came back and wrote most of the New Testament. Every child of God, hear me good, every child of God who believed on Jesus Christ has the Holy Spirit within. And if he'll study His word and pay attention to the Holy Spirit, he can be trained by the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to help you do the works of the Holy Spirit and receive spiritual gifts. So when you go in God's presence and worship Him, all things are yours. You've been given the whole kingdom, whether you realize it or not. Any Christian can lay hands on the sick and get them healed. Anybody can exercise their faith and they will recover. All the Lord needs is people to believe. If you can believe, you can do this. Anybody. You can be a child. A friend of mine was here when his daughter laid hands on him when she was a baby girl, 3 years old. When we had the shop together, he told me how he had back pain. And he told his daughter, and his daughter did what she saw at church and laid hands on him and prayed for him. And the back pain was gone immediately. And he rejoiced. So anybody can believe the word of God and act on it. But when people teach wrong things, it's hard to, you know, if you believe one thing, if you lean into your own understanding, you can't learn the ways of the Father. Nobody can. So once you are convinced about something, if it's wrong, that it can hinder how you see the Lord and what He said you can do. And as you continue to follow Him, just like we see it in other broadcasts, you see more than what you saw before. And it's amazing. And it's wonderful. So as you go forward in the Lord your God and King, understand that the Lord has so much to say to His people. And He has so much to say to you. And He's going to bless you to understand things and know things in spirit and in truth. And as you go forward in the Lord, there are no regrets. It's good. And it's wonderful. And you want more. You have a greater appetite for the things of truth. And every time I learn something, it helps me to understand even more. And I have a desire for more. Every time I learn something from the Lord, I feel clean all over. You know, I work on cars. I get hot and sweaty and sometimes oily, dirty. And I take long showers because it takes a while to get clean. But when I get out of that shower, I feel like a new man again. Well, when I study the Word of God, it has the same effect. I feel brand new again. When I receive the love of God, I want to do something. The Lord's Word is like a treasure to me. Everything He say is like a treasure to me. And it's wonderful. He's coming back soon. And never let the sewer filth of the word slow you down. The lies of Satan. They look good. But it's just bad. It's wrong. It leads to so many miseries. And don't feel like you are being punished by God. God don't go around punishing people. He's trying to help people. And if you feel like you're not good enough, none of us are good enough. We were made righteous. Look at Him. Stop looking at you. And the things that go wrong, I hear people saying all the time, what did I do to deserve? Nothing. You didn't do nothing to deserve this. Satan is attacking you. You didn't do anything to deserve anything. You're trying to live, Satan trying to tear your life up. Through whatever lack of knowledge that exists, whether it's yours, somebody else's, or when you decide not to grow and go forward, then he will take advantage of you in certain areas. But if you're growing and you're learning and you're making progress in the things of God, it's just harder for him to get one over on you. And all of his attacks are preventable. But you have to look at the Lord. You have to follow Him. Now, don't just live for good luck. Don't just do God's word so you'll have it easy. That's a miss of the point. That's missing the point. Operate by the living love of God and go where you can direct your life. You can speak things in your life the way you want them to be and according to the word of God, and it will happen. And you can counter every attack that Satan can send. But he's good at what he do, and he can sneak things in. But all you got to do is tell him whatever he got planned against you is dead in Jesus' name. And the whole thing stop in its tracks. I do it from time to time. Especially when God gave me an assignment, something to do. If I got to preach somewhere, I start praying over my life, my children. Not in fear. But so because I want to be free to put my thoughts on the things of God so that I can do all that's in his heart. I don't do anything out of fear. I do it out of faith. I'm not living that to have good luck. I don't put money in church to have good luck. I don't do it just because I'm going to be blessed. It's the right thing to do. The bonus is it legally gives God a chance to bless me so I can be a greater blessing. And I want to practice good stewardship. And I pray for the things that I want, and God always give me a way to get it. You are unlimited in him. You got to start looking at what you can do in him and what he's done in you and appreciate that. And if Jesus said it this way, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. It's the same thing as saying, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask anything you want to. And you will. And it will be done for you. That is a glorious promise. So the people you want to be a blessing to and the way you want to help people, things you want to do in life, start sowing as unto God and watch. God is with you. No matter time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.